M38, number 2B.
So, cybernetics is therefore what it's called, the bridge between sciences. It's called the bridge between sciences. It isn't really a new science. It isn't a new science. See, it's a bridge which takes all the science into an integrated one. It is also called the proto-science. Proto means the original, the first science. It doesn't mean that it is one science next to the other sciences, but it is considered as that science from which all other sciences are coming from, are derived. It is also called an integral science, not an integrating science. That's something else. If we integrate mathematics and physics and biology into one, then we integrate and say this is an integrating science. But cybernetics is not an integrating of sciences. It is itself an integral science. The one and only and first science. Therefore, we can see how we feel that really Christian science is that cybernetic, because from Christian science come all science. Yes. So seeing this, that cybernetics will open up to us really the oneness of being, where the various functions, but also the various levels of experience are brought into one universe, and is freeing us from having to do with a diverse, with a duality, then I think we have somehow caught a little bit of what cybernetics really wants to teach us. Take, for instance, red. Red. Color red. What is red? Red is many things. It is, from the point of view of the physicist, just a wavelength which we can measure exactly as a wavelength of so and so many, whatever the unit then is, can be defined mathematically as a wavelength. But that red, which comes as a wavelength to our nerves, nerve system, becomes suddenly not a wavelength, but a sensation, a nervous sensation. And it has on the retina, produces a sensation. So it becomes a sensation. Red becomes suddenly a very defined sensation. That sensation produces in the aesthetical or in the psychical mentality of us an impression which says, ooh, what a beautiful red. It comes into a quite different realm again and says it's red. And then if we consider that red perhaps as the red dragon, we suddenly give it the symbol for something spiritual, and you see that one thing is always many things. That red is for the one a wavelength, for the other one a sensation, for the other one an aesthetical view, impression, for the other one a symbol for something spiritual at the same time. And this is something which we have to keep in mind, because when we consider the chart, we will have to see that time and time again. See, that in cybernetics we never can have a atomistic sense of anything. Never can say light, if I take it now not in the divine sense but in the illustrative sense, that light is a wavelength. It has at the same time the form of a physical sensation. It has at the same time an aesthetical impression. It has at the same time the function of being a symbol for something spiritual. It touches the mathematical or physical, the physiological, the aesthetical, the spiritual, perhaps even. In other words, there is, if we can see, there is not a transformation going on in the world. The sense of translation will be exalted in cybernetics, because if we translate something, we take something and put it into the form of something else, but then it is no more the last one. It's not reformation, where something has been and has been translated and reformed into something else, but it has at the same time different forms. It has multi-forms. It is at the same time a wavelength, at the same time a physiological impression, at the same time a psychological meaning, at the same time an indication for something spiritual. There is no diverse. There is only universe. That's why Mrs. Eddy could say matter and mind are not two. They are one. It only depends how we look at it. And you will be most surprised, if I have time at the end of this week, most surprised to see that cybernetics has developed a metaphysic which is very similar, if not exactly, the metaphysics of what Mrs. Eddy had. That the cybernetic logic, which is a completely new logic, which breaks with the old Greek, is that logic which we find in the textbook. This is only an indication just to know what's coming, but but you can see what it means. Namely, that we are not saying, well, this is matter. Well, this is a wavelength. Well, this is a sensation. Well, this is an aesthetical view. Well, this is a spiritual symbol. We cannot split anymore the whole thing up. It's one. It only depends how we look at it. And cybernetics takes really then that old dualistic logic of the Greeks out of itself and introduces a complete new logic of the divine mind. So we can see that we come to the conclusion that really what cybernetics does is what perhaps Mrs. Eddy has stated in many, many ways, when she, for instance, when she said that there is only one principle, one cause and effect, and that that one principle is the principle of harmonious vibration, which has to do with acoustics. That it is the principle of the conversation of numbers, which has to do with geometry. That from this principle comes the principle of the inclined plane, which is physics. That from that one principle in Christian Science holds the earth in its orbit, the whole astronomy is in it, whole Kepler's law is in it. That from this one principle commands the waves and the winds, meteorology would have to give up. It marks the sparrow's fall. The biological is even subject to that one principle. There are not many principles. It's the principle of all. And therefore, she said, that one thing which is needed is divine science. Well, divine science, not only in divine science, it is whereby thought is spiritualized, reaching outward, you have the breadth, reaching upward, you have the height. To what? To science in Christianity. All right, we said the earth science in Christianity, but she goes on and says Christ in medicine, science in medicine. She says science in physics and in metaphysics. She doesn't always, as the average Christian scientist does it, split up the whole universe into bits. That's the atomistic view of Christian Science, which splits up the whole one being into parts and bits and levels and I don't know what, instead of taking the whole thing into one and seeing it's one thing. But it reaches everything. It makes out of many one. And God does only see the many as one. Never as a dual concept. Dual concept. So let's see that chart, you see, has all the factors, the elements of cybernetics. It has its four offices, Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science, as captain, navigator, helmsman, rower. It has its four levels. Namely, it has its levels, which is, just as in ordinary cybernetics, reaching every level of existence. The material, the organic, the psychological, the spiritual. It reaches everything, takes in everything. It is self-operating. It has a great feedback. We have seen the world leads to the Christ, and Christ to Christianity, and Christianity to the science, and science always leads back to the world. We have seen that science leads to divine science to Christian, absolute Christian science, and to Christian science leads it back to science. So that we have around this way, and we have around this way, and we have that one sphere, so to say, the symbol of the sphere, where you can never say which one is the top and which is the bottom, which is light and which is left. It's one. And only then, when we begin to lay a network on that sphere, we can orientate ourselves where we are and what's going on. But being itself is neither beginning nor end. And you know, the symbol of the sphere has something quite interesting in itself. The sphere is that which is finite and endless at the same time. It has a finite surface. You can calculate it to the last fraction of an inch how big the surface of a sphere is. It's finite. And yet it is endless, because you can start where you want. You throw the ball, the billiard ball, every time something else is up and something else is on the right and on the left. So that a sense, a true sense of finitude does not interfere with a true sense of endlessness. That's why the infinite can touch the finite. Voila.